devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage is going to come from the book of Romans, and I think this is going to be a familiar one for a lot of you. This comes from Romans 7. We'll start in verse 15. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but the very thing I hate. Now, if I do not do what I want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. This is a familiar passage for a lot of us, because we so resonate with it. I don't know anyone who has walked with the Lord for any period of time who can't look at Romans 7 and say, me too, that I have inside me a war waging, that I do love the Lord, that I do love his word, that I do want to live for God, but there's something in me that still draws me away, that still pulls me towards the old life, the old man, my sin nature that seeks to find peace and joy and satisfaction in idols and other gods and in pleasures and comforts and selfishness and ambition and putting others down to build myself up, whatever it may be. Each of us has particular sin struggles that we are all kind of prone to. And we resonate with Paul here saying, this is at work in me, that I have the life of God in me and I desire to live for God. Who is going to give me victory here? And he answers that question. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, that God is the one who sets us free. Gradually, over the course of this life, as we become progressively more sanctified, more Christ-like in the way that we live, and certainly, ultimately, when we are with him in heaven one day, when we are free from the presence and the power of sin forever. But we've got to continue to live in this tension. Even as we see these thoughts expressed by the Apostle Paul in Scripture, and we say, ah, yes, me too, the Bible's talking about me here, we still will often walk away from this and continue to walk in doubt, walk in anxiety about the nature of our faith. Why do I continue to fall? Why do I continue to choose to sin, to do evil, to walk away from God's way? And we say, maybe I'm not really a believer. Maybe I'm not really a Christian. And listen, I wouldn't want to short-circuit any conviction going on in anyone's life, but I'll just say this. We read both of these two passages, but we don't often put them together, at least in my experience. The very next verse, which again, when Paul wrote this, did not have numbers and chapter headings and things like this. Right after, how am I going to get through this? I serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin, is Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us because of what he did. Who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So here's our good news. There's now no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. As it's going to say in Romans elsewhere, that doesn't give us license to just go on living however we want to live. We want to live according to the Spirit. That's our new life. But those of us who have placed our faith in Jesus have met the righteous requirements of the law because of him in us. We have the life of God inside us. This is what 1 John talks about, that you may know, those who believe in the Son of God may know that you have eternal life. We do not have to walk in doubt. We do not have to walk in this self-pity because we continue to be a mixed bag of successes and failures, of faith and doubt, of doing well for seasons and then doing poorly for seasons. It's not dependent upon us. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What if I'm experiencing hardship right now? Is that because I've done something wrong? Is that because I've let God down? It's because, you know, I've been practicing this particular sin and now he's bringing the hammer down on me. Well, that would fly in the face of Romans 8:1 that says there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Our identity is secure. Our righteousness is secure in the person and work of Jesus. Whew. We can take a deep breath and rest in what he's done. And now walk in the light of that love and that gift and that salvation that has been given to us. We are stamped with no condemnation. The righteousness of Jesus is ours through faith by the grace of God. So today, as we walk in successes and failures and faith and doubt, turn your mind back to this passage that says, there's now no condemnation for me. I have been set free from the law of sin and death. That's not the game I play anymore. The game I play now is following after Christ in a relationship that he has bought for me and that will be culminated one day as we spend an eternity with our Heavenly Father, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit forever, praising and worshiping him for what he has done. No condemnation. That is who we are for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. And now, if you are listening to this and you have not placed your faith in Jesus Christ, then this is available to you as well. If you've ever felt brokenness, if you've ever felt like something is wrong, you are aware that there is a moral standard that you even believe in, but you can't seem to live up to, I can guarantee you never will, but that you do not have to, that Jesus Christ has lived the perfect life that we could not, that he died the death that we deserve and rose again, conquering sin and hell and death, and offers the free gift of salvation, of eternal life, of new life through him. And if you would like to find out how to do that, please get in touch with us. Praise God, who offers us such a great salvation because of his grace, which he has lavished upon us in Christ Jesus. There is no reason for walking in a Eeyore, woe is me, I'm the worst mentality. We have been set free from that mindset through the work that Christ has done. Praise the Lord. We thank you, God, for this good news. Help us not to, as you know, that doubt is going to be a part of our faith, but we thank you that you have given us gospel assurances. You've given us gospel promises in your word that we can rest on, that are dependent on you and not our performance. We praise you for that. Help us to live in that. Help us to walk in a relationship with you that is not marked by shame and guilt, but marked by victory in what Jesus has done in and through us. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.